peace of God be with you. In the very early days of 1937, His Eminence George Cardinal Mundelein, Archbishop of Chicago, approved of the perpetual novena in honor of our sorrowful mother for the Servite Church of Our Lady of Sorrows in Chicago, Illinois. This devotion was originated in its present form by the Reverend James Mary Keene, OSM, then prior of the Servite community in Chicago. First novena services were held on Friday, January 8, 1937. They consisted of the Via Matris, the seven stations of the seven sorrows of Mary, six prayers called from the ancient Servite manual, two hymns to our Blessed Mother, the Memorare, and benediction of the Blessed Sacrament, if possible. On March 22nd of the same year, the Cardinal Archbishop gave his imprimatur for the publication of the Novena Prayer Book, which we are about to use in following the Novena. 1 year after His Eminence granted the imprimatur, 73,000 people were making the Novena at 38 services each Friday in Our Lady of Sorrows Basilica Church. This phenomenal weekly attendance at one church constituted a world record. This devotion to our sorrowful mother is new only in its novena form. The Novena Matris and other prayers date back to the Middle Ages. The devotion itself, devotion to Mary's sorrows, is as old as the Catholic Church. That our Divine Lord and His Blessed Mother have blessed this work seems evidenced by the multitude of graces showered upon it. May the day be not far distant when all the world will return to Christ through Mary. Ad Jesum per Mariam. We shall begin the Novena service now, saying aloud and together the official prayers of the Novena in honor of our sorrowful Mother. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Prayers to our sorrowful Mother for a particular grace.
O most blessed and afflicted Virgin, Queen of Martyrs, who didst stand generously beneath the cross, beholding the agony of thy dying Son, by the sword of sorrow which then pierced thy soul, by the sufferings of thy sorrowful life, by the unutterable joy which now more than repays thee for them, look down with a mother's pity and tenderness as I kneel before thee to compassionate thy sorrows and delay my petitions with childlike confidence in thy wounded heart. I beg of thee, O my mother, to plead continuously for me with thy Son, since he can refuse thee nothing, and through the merits of his most sacred passion and death, together with thy own sufferings at the foot of the cross, so to touch his sacred heart that I may obtain my request.
Here pause and name the favors which you are asking our sorrowful mother to obtain for you through this novena. For to whom
shall I fly in my wants and miseries, if not to thee, O Mother of Mercy, who, having so deeply drunk the chalice of thy Son, canst most pity us poor exiles, still doomed to sigh in this vale of tears, offer to Jesus but one drop of his precious blood, but one pang of his adorable heart. Remind him that thou art our life, our sweetness, and our hope, and thou wilt obtain what I ask, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
For a happy death. O Mary,
refuge of sinners, my sweet mother, by the sorrows thou didst experience, when thou didst witness the agony and death of thy divine Son on the cross, mercifully intercede for me, I entreat thee, when my soul is about to leave this world, drive away all evil spirits, come to take my soul and to present it to the eternal judge. O Queen of Heaven, do not abandon thy child. Next to Jesus, thou wilt be my comfort in thy dread hour. Ask thy Son to grant in that infinite mercy that I may die embracing his holy feet, kissing his sacred wounds, saying with my last breath, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I give you my heart and my soul. Amen.
The Hail Mary of our sorrowful mother. Hail Mary,
full of sorrows, the crucified is with thee. Tearful art thou amongst women, and tearful is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, mother of the crucified, give tears to us. Crucified is thy Son, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
For our sick relatives and friends, Queen of Martyrs
and Mother of Consolation, by that sword of sorrows which pierced thy soul, when thou didst see thy Son Jesus Christ, our Lord, raised upon the cross, pierced with nails and covered with his own blood, pray for these sick persons.
Pause here and name the sick persons for whom you are making the novena. That they may,
by thy powerful intercession, be cured of their illness, and thus we may both in time and eternity give thee heartfelt thanks.
For our beloved dead, O most blessed Virgin Mary, my mother,
I turn to thee in supplication, and by thy sword which pierced thy sorrowful heart, when thou didst behold thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, bow down his head and give up the ghost. I pray and beseech thee to help the holy souls in purgatory, and particularly those to whom I now pray.
Here mention the names of your departed relatives and friends for whom you wish to make the novena. Mother of sorrows,
Queen of Martyrs, for the love of thy divine Son, whose precious blood was shed for us, help us with thy powerful intercession, who are in danger not only of falling into purgatory, but of losing our souls forever in hell. O Mary, Mother of Grace, Mother of Mercy, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Eternal Father, through the most precious blood of Jesus and the sorrows of Mary, have pity upon the holy souls in purgatory. Amen.
An act of consecration to our sorrowful mother. Holy Mary,
Mother of God and Queen of Martyrs, I do this day choose thee as my model, protectress, and advocate. In thy immaculate heart, pierced with so many swords of sorrow, I place my poor soul forever. Receive me as thy special servant, as a partaker in thy sufferings. Give me strength always to remain close to that cross on which the only Son died for me. All that I am and have, I consecrate to thy service, accept every good work that I may perform, and offer to thy Son for me. Dear Mother, help me to be worthy of the title Servant of Mary. Stand by me in all my actions, that they may be directed to the glory of God, as thou wert close to Christ, thy Son, on the cross. Be near to me, thy child, in my last agony. Obtain for me that I may invoke thine and his sweet name, saying with my lips and my heart, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, assist me in my last agony. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, may I die in peace in your holy company.
We shall now have the blessing for the sick. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
O Lord, hear my prayer,
and let my cry come unto thee.
The Lord be with you,
and with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Look down, O Lord, we beseech thee, upon thy servants suffering with sickness, body, and the refresh the souls which thou hast created, that being purified by chastisements, they may forthwith in thy compassion experience betterment through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
May our Lord Jesus Christ be with you, that he may defend you, be within you, that he may preserve you, precede you, that he may guide you, follow you, that he may guard you, be over you, that he may bless you, who liveth and reigneth with the Father and the Holy Ghost, world without end.
Amen.
And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain forever.
Amen.
The Via Matris, the way of the sorrowful mother. Now we shall all make the Via Matris, or the stations of the cross of our sorrowful mother. We shall begin by singing together, Come, Holy Ghost.
Come, Holy Ghost, Creator blessed, and in our hearts take up thy rest. Come with thy grace and heavenly aid to fill the hearts which
contrition. Virgin most afflicted,
how ungrateful have I been in the past to my God in return for all his benefits. Now I repent in bitterness of heart, humbly asking pardon for the offenses of his infinite goodness, and resolve by the help of heavenly grace to offend him no more. I want all the pains which thou didst suffer, and the cruel passion of thy dear Jesus, I pray thee with fervent sighs to obtain for me pardon and mercy for all my grievous sins. Receive this holy exercise, wherein I am going to engage in memory of thy sorrows. Obtain that the same sword which pierced thy soul may pierce mine also, that I may live and die in the love of my Lord, and share eternally in that glory, which he has purchased for me with his most precious blood. Amen.
The first station, the prophecy of Simeon. How great was the shock to Mary's heart at hearing the sorrowful words in which Holy Simeon told the bitter passion and death of her sweet Jesus, since in that same moment she realized in her mind all the insults, blows, and torments which impious men were to offer to the Redeemer of the world. But a still sharper sword pierced her soul. It was the thought of men's ingratitude to her beloved Son. Now consider that because of thy sins, thou art unhappily among the ungrateful, and casting thyself at the feet of the Mother of Dolors, say with sorrow, Virgin beloved,
who didst feel so bitter pangs of soul, at seeing the abuse which I, wretch that I am, would make of the blood of thy dear Son, obtain for me, I pray thee, with thy riven heart, that in time to come I may better correspond to God's mercies, profit by his heavenly grace, receive not in vain his lights and inspirations, and so be among the blessed number of those who are saved by the bitter passion of Jesus. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Virgin most sorrowful,
pray for us.
At the cross her station keeping, stood the mournful mother weeping, close to Jesus to the last. Through her heart his sorrow
second station, the flight into Egypt. Consider the sharp sorrow which Mary felt when Saint Joseph, being warned by an angel, she had to flee by night in order to preserve her beloved child from the slaughter decreed by Herod. What anguish was hers in leaving Judea, lest she should be overtaken by the soldiers of the cruel king. How great her privations in that long journey. What suffering she bore in that land of exile. What sorrow amid that people given to idolatry. But consider how often thou hast renewed that bitter grief of Mary when thy sins have caused her Son to flee from thy heart. Wherefore repent and turn to her, humbly saying, Sweetest Mother,
once and once only, Herod obliged thee to fly with thy Jesus, to escape the slaughter which he has commanded. But I, how often have I forced my Redeemer and thee with him to fly from my heart, when I have admitted into a first sin, painful to thee and to my loving Lord. With tears and contrition, I humbly sue for pardon. Mercy, dear Lady, my mercy. And I promise thee that for the future, with the help of God, I will ever maintain my Savior and thee in complete possession of my soul. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Virgin most sorrowful,
pray for us.
Oh, how sad and sore distressed was that mother, highly blessed of the soul begotten one. Christ above in torment hangs, she beneath beholds the pangs of her dying glorious Son.
The third station, the loss of Jesus in the temple. How dread was the grief of Mary when she saw that she had lost her beloved Son. And as if to increase her sorrow, when she sought him diligently among her kinsfolk and acquaintance, she could hear no tidings of him. No hindrances stayed her, nor weariness, nor danger. But she forthwith returned to Jerusalem, and for 3 long days sought him sorrowing. Great be thy confusion, O my soul, who hast so often lost thy Jesus by thy sins, and hast given no heed to seek him at once, a sign that thou dost make of very little, or of no account, the precious treasure of divine love. Weep then for thy blindness, and turning thee to that Lady of Sighs, thy mother, say with compunction, Virgin most afflicted,
a pain that I may learn from thee to seek Jesus, when I have lost him by giving ear to my passions and to the evil suggestions of the devil, a pain that I may find him again, and when I possess him once more, that I may ever repeat the words of thy spouse, I found him whom my soul loved, I held him, and I will not let him go. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Virgin most sorrowful,
pray for us.
Is there one who would not weep? Whelmed in misery so deep, Christ's dear mother to behold. Can the human heart refrain from partaking in her pain, in that mother's pain untold?
The fourth station, Mary meets Jesus on the way to Calvary. Come, O ye sinners, come and see if you can endure so sad a sight. This mother, so tender and loving, meets her beloved Son, meets him amid an impious rabble who drag him to a cruel death, wounded by, torn by stripes, crowned with thorns, streaming with blood, bearing his heavy cross. Consider, my soul, the grief of the Blessed Virgin, thus beholding her Son. Who would not weep at seeing this mother's grief? But who has been the cause of such woe? It is I, who with my sins have so cruelly wounded the heart of my sorrowing mother. And yet I am not moved. I am as a stone when my heart should break because of my ingratitude. O Virgin most holy,
I pray pardon for the sorrows I have caused thee. I know and confess I deserve it not, for it is I through whom thy Jesus was ill-treated. Yet do thou call to mind that thou art the Mother of Mercy. Show mercy then to me, and I promise to be more faithful to my Redeemer in the time to come, and thus to console thee for the many sorrows I have offered to thy afflicted heart. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Virgin most sorrowful,
pray for us.
Bruised, derided, thirst, defiled, she beheld her tender child, all with bloody scourges rent. Oh, dear Mother, font of from above, make my heart with yours accord.
The fifth station, Jesus dies on the cross. Look, devout soul, look to Calvary, whereon are raised two altars of sacrifice, one on the body of Jesus, the other on the heart of Mary. Sad is the sight of that dear mother drowned in a sea of woe, seeing her beloved son, part of her very self, cruelly nailed to the shameful tree of the cross. How every blow of the hammer, how every stripe which fell in the Savior's form fell also on the disconsolate spirit of the Virgin. As she stood at the foot of the cross, pierced by the sword of sorrow, she turned her eyes on him until she knew that he lived no longer and had resigned his spirit to his eternal Father. O Mother of Sorrows,
who would not leave Calvary until thou hast drunk the last drop of the chalice of thy woe, how great is my confusion of face that I so often refuse to take up my cross and always endeavor to avoid the slight sufferings which the Lord of my good is pleased to send upon me. Obtain for me, I pray thee, that I may see clearly the value of suffering, and may be enabled, if not to cry with St. Francis Xavier, more to suffer my God, our Lord, at least to bear meekly all my crosses and trials. Amen.
Hail Mary.
By the cross with thee to stay, there with thee to weep and pray. This I ask of thee to give.
The sixth station. Mary receives the dead body of Jesus in her arms. Consider the most bitter sorrow which rent the soul of Mary when she saw the dead body of her dear Jesus on her knees, covered with blood, all torn with deep wounds. O mother, mournful mother, a bundle of myrrh indeed is thy beloved to thee. Who would not pity thee? Whose heart would not be softened, seeing affliction which would move a stone? Behold, John, not to be comforted, Magdalene and the other Mary in deep affliction, and Nicodemus, who can scarcely bear his sorrow. And I
shall I long be tearless amid such grief, in great and hard am I. Grant, dear Mother, that my heart may be pierced with the same sword that pierced thy sorrowful soul, that I may be softened and made indeed lament those that have sins, which were the cause of thy cruel sufferings. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Virgin most sorrowful,
pray for us.
Virgin of all virgins blessed, listen to my fond request. Let me share thy grief divine. Let me to my latest breath in my body bear the death of that dying Son of thine.
The seventh station. Jesus is placed in the tomb. Consider the sighs which burst from Mary's sad heart when she saw her beloved Jesus laid within the tomb. What grief was hers when she saw the stone lifted to cover that sacred tomb? She gazed a last time on the lifeless body of her son and could scarce detach her eyes from those gaping wounds. And when the great stone was rolled to the door of the sepulchre, oh, then indeed her heart seemed torn from her body. O Mother most desolate,
who didst indeed in body depart from the sepulchre, but didst leave thy heart with God,
thine only treasure,
obtain that all our desires, all our love, may rest here with thee. Surely our hearts must melt with love to our Savior, who has shed his blood for our salvation. Surely we must love thee, who has suffered so much for us. O by all our sorrows, grant that the memory of them may be ever imprinted on our mind, that our hearts may burn with love to God and to thee, sweet Mother, who didst pour out all thy soul in sorrow for the passion of Jesus. To him be honor, glory, and thanksgiving, forever and ever. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Virgin most sorrowful,
pray for us.
Wounded with his every wound, steep my soul till it hath swooned. In his very blood away, virgin art. Blessed in flames I burn and die. In his awful judgment day.
And now we say one Our Father, one Hail Mary, and one Glory Be for the intentions of the Holy Father.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
To Mary in her desolation.
I pity thee, most holy mother, with all the tenderness of which my heart is capable, and thy extreme desolation. Deep indeed was thy grief, when thou didst witness the passion and death of thy beloved Son. But then his presence could in a measure sustain thee and comfort thee in the stormy ways of sorrow. Now art thou wholly desolate, O grief unequaled, O lonely bitterness, O by thy grievous loss, have pity on me, who so often have by my sins lost my beloved Lord. Obtain, O tender mother, that I may never again cause my Jesus to remove from me through my wickedness and want of fervor, but may serve him faithfully in his early life to see and enjoy him hereafter in heaven.
We pray the Hail Mary three times in memory of the desolation of the Most Holy Virgin.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Christ, when thou shalt call me hence, be thy mother my defense, be thy cross my victory. While my body here decays, paradise with thee.